Expressions from St. Paul is listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions.
Church, think about where you come from, what God has done for you. And when you think about that, you owe him something. Hallelujah to the King. I believe if we want to take church to another level, we got to raise the roof.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully in his 47th year here in St. Paul, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our Father's Day service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. Dr. Williams continues his powerful lesson on raising the roof. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 down through 12. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
I used to be a strong pusher of football. Then my schedule got such that I couldn't keep up. So I stopped going. So now, if I have any time, I just watch a little bit and move on. That's an illustration or demonstration about church. Some people come to church intentionally to look and decide what words they're going to use against other people. I had a few friends, and they used to laugh at me. I used to say to them what I said to you. I said, look up. I always liked to walk in certain areas at night when the moon was out and the stars were shining. Because I didn't have nobody talk back to me. And I used to say to them, you're always telling me how smart man is. I don't ever see him working on the stars.
Right. All right. Yes, sir.
I never see him, my friends, putting batteries in the moon.
No, sir. Amen.
I never see man. I haven't seen it. Take creeks and make rivers out of them. I never seen that. I never seen man get to, and I have associates and friends, I never seen a man get two masters and one PhD and can't fly. I never seen doctors, and I know some now. I have never seen doctors wait on everybody else when they get sick. They can't wait on themselves. But I have seen this. Look.
Yes, sir.
Where he brought me from.
Yes.
I've been over hills and mountains. But when I look back, where he brought me from. All I have to do just is when I look back where I came from, then I look up and say, thank you for all that you've been to. Thank you for all that you're doing right now. I know some people well. One of my friends was telling me last Thursday, he said, I admire you. Because I couldn't do that. I know some people went out of their way to set traps for me. And the Holy Ghost told me about it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Don't get me going here. I haven't preached yet. But the Holy Spirit is alive. He's alive. Hey! He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. You ought to look. You ought to look. Where he brought you from. You ought to look. You ought to look. Where you came from. And you would be more loving and more kind and more open to thank him for where he brought you from. Amen. Man said, Brother Williams, I know you're so happy that you was able to get out of Mississippi. I didn't have no problems in Mississippi. I never was called a nigger until I went to Chicago. I didn't have to work for people. And that's not bragging. That's look where I came from. Yes, sir. He brought me.
Yeah.
Let's get started here. He brought me. He brought me. Last Sunday, we told you we would move to part two. It could be possibly be part three, but we moved part two from last Sunday, talking about my friends raising the roof. Raising the roof. When I think about today, we would deal with chapter 2 of Mark and verses 2 and 3. Verses 2 says, they, which was people, gathered in such a large numbers that there were no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Number three, it says, some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them.
Yes, sir.
I said this to you 100 times, I'm sure. When I was a youngster, the doctor said to my parents, he might live until he reached 18 or 19. He might. But we can't guarantee that. And he's dead.
Yes, sir.
The doctor that said that is dead.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but as far as I'm concerned, I am alive.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I can pinch it and I can feel it.
Yes, sir.
It's not what they say.
Right.
It's what he says.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If I finish my book, I think now I'm in a position, I'm going to name you some folks who tried to trap me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to be shocked. You said they might sue me. It wouldn't do no good. Because pretty soon I won't be in a position to go to court. I just want to show you that even what they did and how God unraveled it.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
And he'll do it,
yes, sir,
every time.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The bank says that we was paying on this church, the loan. We was paying on it. We have 15-year mortgage. And I was sitting in a place I should not have been. I thought it was an empty chair, and I just sit down. And I heard the manager said to another man, another race, he says, you paying now weekly, you can save some money. And so I said to myself, So if he's paying weekly, my money's green also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So then I called a trustee and Lamont, and we went back to the bank. And the bank said, no, we don't have no such program as that. Now, I'm trying to help you. Sometimes you don't know when you're getting help. But you need to wake up because God drops you some help sometime free. So I said to him, when I said to you, I said, well, if you won't give it to us, we're going to buy a double page in the B at that time in the Union. So when they open it up, they don't have to turn it over, you just open it. And I'm going to say, you refuse St. Paul because we were black.
Yes, sir.
And I said, if you don't believe me, watch me.
Yes, sir.
Before we got out of that chair, he said, well, I'll look into it. And the next week he wrote us a letter. We think we can do that. He wasn't doing me no favor. He was doing what was already in the bank.
All right.
Yes, but sir. It wasn't for me.
All right.
See, I keep telling you, I don't serve no black God.
Yes, sir.
And I don't serve no white God.
Yes, sir.
The God I serve is neutral.
Yes, sir.
And I need him. When I need him, I know how to get in touch with him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In the first year, this church saved $98,000. Because look what he had brought me from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just want you to listen. Look. Then when they built this building, the man that the company that built it, he said, if you decide to retire, we would like to hire you. I said, for what? You told us you didn't know anything about building, and we have now taken some of your ideas and using them outside.
Lord.
I said, you be careful because I need a check. Amen. You don't have to learn architects to know how to deal with building. The architect, Richard Highland Bird, the architect that drew these plans offered me a job. The contractor that built this building offered me a job then or later. I never built for two things. Built my mind to be sensible. And build my mind to mind my own business.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I didn't build it for nothing else. Mm-hmm. Amen. The only things I wanted to do in life was have my own business. Mm-hmm. I believe in that. I believe that so many people's minds are lazy because they don't want to do any work. I was trying to save money to buy some property in Chicago to build me a dinner house. I wanted a dinner house open and fine. And I wanted an organ in the middle of it. And I wanted to hire me two people to play the organ, a woman and a man. And I wanted the woman to play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the man play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Because a lot of folks don't come out, but this woman would bring out some people at the end of the week. And many said, and you can laugh and talk about that if you want to. That was my goal, was to have my own business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then God intervened.
Amen.
Are you listening? Twice I put money on a house and they had problems in Chicago. God intervened. He said, you're not going to do any of that. You're going to country Sacramento. When I came here, this was more country when I was in Mississippi.
Amen. Amen.
Everything was country. Even the chickens behind where I live was country.
Amen.
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 Amen. Church, traditionally, the gospel according to Mark, the authorship of this gospel is assigned to Mark, whose name does not appear in the book itself. There is general agreement among my friend scholars that the author of the book is identified as John Mark in Acts 12:12 and other references. Mark is identified by early church fathers, my friends, if you read it, and also Clement Alexandra as a close associate of Peter.
Yes, sir.
The conclusion is that Mark recorded the life of Jesus according to the eyewitness account given by Peter and the other apostles. Mark wrote it down so we can read it. Now, many church people don't read the Bible. I don't care what they tell me. They can tell me anything they want. They don't read the Bible. Amen. Let me tell you something, how I know people don't read the Bible. Let me put it straight. The reason I know people talk about reading, don't read no Bible, son of Brother Holmes. I've known Brother Holmes for years. I've never heard him cuss. I know some church people for 40 years, and every now and then in a conversation, they forget and cuss. And the reason they cuss, because that's part of their daily language.
Right.
Thank you, Brother Holmes. Amen. When you read the scripture tells you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do,
yes,
and what you won't do. I just wish I had some time today. I don't want to hold you too long. Reading the Bible is just like going to the bank and you have money in it.
Amen. Right.
If you have money in the bank, you don't care what other folks say, you can go get you some when you need it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, whether you know it or not, pass me my Bible there. This is money in the bank.
Amen. Amen.
I know people been in church 50 years and they would die before they'll give God his tithe. They said I would never pay tithe. I'm not paying the tithe. And many of them said, Arena, I don't pay tithe because the preacher going to get the money. You see how dumb people can be?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people. How in the world could God call me to preach and can't take care of me? Please help me. I married a woman, and I told her, you don't have to work for a year. Sit down and take it easy.
Yes, sir.
And the reason I could tell her that, because before I married her, I had made a way. You sing it.
Right.
He sang it. He made a way.
Right.
I made a way by managing my money.
Right.
And I didn't learn that by me. I learned that by my parents and by God. Amen. There's Johnny Lewis there. I pay tithes when I get money or a gift from somebody else.
Yes, sir.
I'm not paying tithes because I have to do it. I'm doing it because I owe him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me show you something, brother. You stand up here. Give me that Bible. Now close your hand. No, close them. That's it. Now I'm going to give you this Bible. Take it. Here. No, you keep your hand closed. Take it. Take this Bible. He can't take it because his hand is balled into a fist. So how in the world are you going to pray to God to bless you when you got your fist balled up? How?
Yes, sir.
How can it happen? Johnny's here. People working in the finance department, they have said to me, we don't have the money to pay so-and-so and so-and-so. And what I said, Johnny, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Why I said don't worry about it Because I'm serving a God already has taken care of it.
Yes, sir.
You say, but you don't have the money. Yes, I do. I believe before I receive.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
You missed that.
Yes, sir.
I believe before I what?
Receive.
And I don't have to see it to know it's coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I keep reminding you what God will do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
$300,000+ we needed. Didn't have any. Man called me hundreds of miles away and said, how's things going? I told him. I said, but we're going to run short, but God is going to make a way. He said, well, what you need? I said, we need $300,000. He said, I'll wire tomorrow. Are you listening? I wire tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Just don't ever call my name. Mm-hmm. Why would I call his name when he's giving us $300,000?
Yes, sir. Yes.
His name doesn't spell THREETHOUSANDS. It doesn't spell $300,000. I'm telling you, you cannot beat God giving. And let me tell you something else. You can't stop God from blessing the people you don't like.
Work it.
I don't like them. That don't mean nothing to God. God said, well, I like them. I love them.
Yes, sir.
I like them. I love them.
Yes, sir.
I like them. And if nothing I can do on earth, nothing to keep God from loving me. You can call me whatever you want to, but you can't get in between me and God. He's going to love me until it's all over.
Right.
I'll give you some more about the history of Mark later, but let's move into this business day. We want to talk about the second part of raising the roof. Second part. Now, Mark says that, friends, Mark 2:2, he says that the crowd was so large, the numbers that there were no room left, not even outside.
Yes, sir.
Now that's, part of that is faith, and part of that is the sightseers. And so they said, well, here's a man, he wants to go down in the house. It wasn't like this. He wanted to go in the house and let Jesus pray for him. And so he couldn't go because he was paralyzed. So you had four other men. He always got somebody. They said, don't worry, we'll take you. Well, he was on a cot. The Bible calls it something different. Which is, I've said it because that'll help us remember what it is. And some of y'all used to sleep on cots. Amen, lights. And now you don't speak because you sleep in a bed with a large mattress on it. So what happened was, the four men got together and brought him to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
This always intrigued me, this parable he used. So when he got there, he couldn't get near the house. And one out of four, that's why I keep telling you, he got somebody always to take care of what he wants.
Amen.
It was four men had him on this little bitty bunk. And so one of these men said, I don't know which one, well, I can hear one of them saying, well, don't worry, let's go up on the roof. Now listen carefully, church. Did you not know you don't just go up on no roof? You got to have something to crawl up on it or climb on it. So when they got to the roof, they got on it, and they said, well, there's no door or no open for us to get in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And another one of them said, no problem. Let's cut a hole. And cut a hole, and then when they get the hole cut, we're going to let him slowly go down. Now, St. Paul Baptist Church, that's faith. You're going to cut a hole in the roof and let me down on the floor, and you don't know who might catch me unless you have faith. God is down. See, Jesus was God. God is down there with the people, yes, praying, and people are being healed every direction. And you drops a stranger in on Jesus. Hey, but he's no stranger.
Yes, sir.
Jesus knows what's coming before you get there. And so what he did, he said to them,
yes, sir,
don't worry about it. Just take your bed up.
Yes, sir.
And start walking. Go home. Go home. Go home. I resigned from a job because the man going to force me to drink. I was a deacon of a church and I could not drink.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you tell me. I could not,
yes, sir,
drink.
Yes, sir.
And so I said to him, within 2 weeks, I went back and resigned. But in the 2 weeks while I was waiting, I was praying.
Yeah.
I left the job on Sunday night, my last night, and went looking for a job Monday and got 3 jobs. Three. And I had choices of to shift the work. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, or 2 to 10. Mm. Choices.
Yes, sir.
Then, when I got the job, I only had to really work 4 hours. The other 4 hours, I do number read. I read the Bible and Christian doctrine.
Yes, sir.
I didn't go in the back room and sleep and drink me a cigarette and smoke. I utilized his time for his work.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about raising the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Church, God lives in the saints. But where is he when he needs to use you? Where is he? I wish you'd tell me. Where is he? God want to use you now.
Yes, sir.
You're the one holding him up.
Amen.
And so when you decide to be free with God, he'll be free with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man.
Amen.
I sit in my house waiting for someone to take me somewhere, and they were late and they didn't call. So I decided to walk outside. Walked outside and stood by the sidewalk, and here 2 cars came. Mm-hmm. One stopped and said, are you okay? I said, I'm fine. I said, I'm waiting for someone to take me. So I take you. I said, no, they'll be here. And then another one came. What are you saying, William? I'm saying where one, my cousin, in-law cousin, said one monkey don't stop the show unless he's the show. That's what she said. I don't know what that is. And she said to me, pray, cuz, so we can eat.
Yes.
We don't wait on that monkey.
Yes.
I don't know what she meant. I didn't do it. I just did what she said. She weighed about 98 pounds. And those kind of people carry pistols, so I didn't want to get involved with that kind of stuff. So what happened was, friend, I want you to listen to this whole thing here today. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. The Son of Man, God, he has authority. Mark 2:11, I tell you, get up, take your bed or your mat, and go home. A quick Google search will reveal that we are not heading for churches today. There is just about a church in every type of place.
Yes, sir.
With any type of program and for any type of person.
Yes, sir.
Truth is, I want to be part of a thriving, flourishing, and healthy church.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and we have to be honest. There are many churches today, many. The question is, are they thriving? Mm-hmm. Or not, my friends, or not just surviving?
All right.
Mm-hmm. I just read a chilling statistics that indicate that a majority of churches in America lack sufficient help to effectively engage the people of their community. Church, and I didn't, listen carefully, I don't know about you, but beloved, but that bothers me. Because I have to ask, are we thriving? Are we just surviving? Amen. Coming to a building is wonderful. But what do we do when we leave the building? That's where the message goes, outside of this building.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Outside of the building. You can come to worship in the house. That's like going to the service station when you don't have no gas. You go there and get gas to drive your car.
Come on, Doc.
When you come to church to worship, you leave and take that with you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
How is your personality at home with your mean self? How is it? How is your personality when you go somewhere and things happen and you don't like them? How is your personality when one of your grown kids, my friends, talk back to you? You talk back to your mama. Let me straighten some people out. Quit being so rough on your grown grandkids until you analyze where they got it from. You was meaner than hell before you got saved. And now you're saved and you think everybody else ought to be just like you. No, it's a process.
Come on, Doc.
It takes time to become. They are 25 and you 65. How many years did it take you to get where you are?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So if you're going to raise the roof, you have to work on you.
Amen.
Not somebody else. Amen. Amen. So, church, it reminds me of a saying we used to use growing up when we would get to a house party or a school party, and the place was jumping. And we move in, and we say, well, we're going to go in now and jump with them. We're going to raise that roof. You remember that. Some of you, you haven't forgot it, especially if you're from the South or the Midwest. I don't know what to do in on the West Coast. I don't know anything about that. We would get on the dance floor, and one of the terms we would use was, we about to raise the roof.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That means that although it was hot and popping, while it was already all the way up, we are about to help them raise the roof higher.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And those of us couldn't dance, we had to get out of the way because somebody would step on our feet. But we didn't go in the place what was already hot and jumping. We didn't go in there looking to see what they had on. We didn't care. We went on there to get on the floor.
Yes, sir.
And we got on the floor, and I tell you, we rocked it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Sometimes, sometimes we would carry a little something with us.
Uh-oh. Yes. Come on.
And say amen over here. Say amen. And we'll do this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then I give white a little bit. Then white will pass it on. Right. Amen. Don't look so holy now. I know where you came from.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
and I remember the first time I drank some gin, it made me sick on the stomach. So I said, give me some more. I'm just not used to it. And Aubrey said, amen. No, he didn't drink gin. He drank scotch. So what happened, church? Think about where you come from, what God has done for you. And when you think about that, you owe him something. Hallelujah to the King. Friend, I have to skip some because of the time. But listen, listen very carefully. I believe if we want to make, if we want to take church to another level, we got to raise the roof. A church that raises the roof would be a church that is known by three main components. And I'm going to name them. Saturation with the presence of God. In no uncertain terms, Mark 2 opens with Jesus showing up. Now, here's what I like about it. He showed up, and the record, he showed out, and then he showed off. This service began as every church service should begin, with a saturation of the presence of the Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
I listened to the young adult choir this morning. If they wasn't intend to sing, the power rushed on them, and they had to sing.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
listen carefully.
Yes, sir.
Number two, the place that enjoys his presence. God wants to be praised.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to bless him.
Yes, sir.
We owe it to him because he gave it to us, and we need to give it back to him.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1, and again, he enters into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He was in the house. Church, amen. Church, listen carefully. Matthew 9:1 indicates that Capernaum became the headquarters of Jesus' Galilean ministry later.
Yeah.
Jesus would pronounce a curse on Capernaum because they would reject him.
Yes, sir.
But for now, he comes back,
yeah,
and word quickly got out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you leave St. Paul today, somebody said, how about just, well, it was all right. That is no way to tell on behalf to testify on God. If it was just all right, because you was just all right. Get yourself out of just all right and get to be right.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 I know when the Spirit hits me. I don't care what people think.
Yes.
I got to say something.
Yes, sir.
Because there's something on the inside,
yes,
moving for me to speak from the outside. I can't let it pass me.
Yes, sir.
Church, the man said to me when I was in seminary some years ago, Al, he said, Brother William, you're very quiet. And I didn't intend to say that. I slipped out, I guess, or the devil pushed it on. I said, you're not saying nothing. You teaching, but you're not saying nothing. So that's why I don't say nothing. You see, you told the teacher, and I told him more than that. When I finished, he invited me to meet in the office and offered me a position. You heard him when he came here. Will you go to Texas with us and be one of the professors? All of that stuff sounds good.
Yes, sir.
But they weren't the one that called me.
Right.
I want to stick with the one who called me.
Yes,
and if I stick with him, the devil in hell can't stop it. That's all I'm trying to get you to see.
That's right.
Be blessed.
Yes.
You can't be blessed unless you bless somebody else.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's move on. Most believers believe that the house referred to is the house that Jesus visited in my friend, in the previous chapter, was the house of Simon Peter. Make no difference whose house this is. I was in Chicago a few years ago, about 12 years ago, and I went to a place. They was having some friends and stuff with them. They was having a breakdown. So I went. I was invited. And I said to my late wife, I said, honey, wear some flat shoes. because we don't know what might happen. So she did. So we got to the place. They said, you come on down to the front. You need to be near the front. So when they got to the front, all of the tables on the front was lined with drinks. So I said, no, I need to sit back here. I can't sit there. And in a few minutes, two of the men at that one of those tables got to fight. But I was halfway, so it didn't take much for us to. If you listen, he'll lead you.
Yes, sir.
I said, if you listen, he'll lead you.
Yes, sir.
They come running after me and said, why are you leaving? Why? I said, I have to go.
Yes, sir.
Because the police was going to be coming, and I wasn't going to jail with them crazy drunks. Listen careful, church. Most believers have shut God down. He's open.
Yes, sir.
We have to let him be free.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The Portuguese Bible conveys the thought that he was at home in the house. Yes. Yet I said to you that if anyone ought to be at home in the house, ought to be the one who bought the house and paid for the house.
Yes, sir.
Church, what is so intriguing to me about the place is that it wasn't a massive church.
Yes, sir.
Big, large edifice with a steeple and stained glass windows.
Yes.
It wasn't that kind of church.
Mm-hmm.
It was a house. It was just a common, ordinary house. But I remind you that when Jesus shows up, all of a sudden, a house becomes a heaven, and a common place becomes a consecrated place.
Yes,
a partial becomes a place, and a dwelling becomes divine.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I listened last night on television, and a lady was singing a song. They were leading the song, and she said that this song, she named the Afro-American who wrote it. And she's talking about it's being sung all over the world. That has nothing to do with the Afro-American. He was free. And they gave him a song from above, and he wrote it and distributed it on earth.
Amen.
This is my song. They're singing my song. You don't have but one song. That's the one you just open your mouth with. Nobody owns no song. Is that right, Quincy?
That's right.
How you gonna own something that was here when you got here?
Amen.
How?
Come on, dog.
If Brenda back there? If Brenda knows a song and she's not here, Quincy knows the same song. What does that have to do with Brenda not being here?
Yes,
Quincy ought to step out there and give it all she got and then knock it down. That'd get in the way.
Yes, sir.
You must learn to be free in the spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you want to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And friends, Jesus doesn't need any help. We need help.
Amen.
And we need a lot of help. Let me give you an illustration here. There's a good illustration I want to give you. There was a man who walked into a fast food restaurant that was freezing cold. People were waiting with their coats on. And as he waited for his food, he said to the woman at the cash register, "It's awful chilly in here." She smiled and said, "That's how we lack it back there." He replied, "Yes, but the people are sitting out there eating with their coats on." She looked at my friend, the dining area, then back at him and said, "I know, but this is how we lack it back there." That is the picture of many, many, many churches.
Yes, sir.
Today, most of the things they do are based on how they lack it back there. I don't care how well you've done something. If it's 40 years old and it can be improved, get out of the way and let it be improved.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Don't hold God back because you've done this 50 years.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't hear nothing over here. And I cannot understand it for the sake of my life. Women change dresses as often as they can get a dollar. Women's paying $90 and get their hairdo changed. Hear me today. But when you want to change something in church, you don't want to do it because this is what we used to do. Well, then keep your head nappy. Don't go back to the shop next week. And then don't buy no new dress. Wear that old one you brought from Mississippi. If you can change your hairdo and change your dress,
yes,
you can change some stuff so you can bless God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
To the King. Young kids, children, thanking me, Pastor, thank you for letting us have an annual day.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, there's no problem. We always wanted. We just didn't have the time to get it done. And that's no problem for you having an annual day.
Yes, sir.
And the reason it's no problem because I don't want them to grow up like some of you ask you to say a welcome. You could have told me last week. You didn't need to give me enough time. You've been knowing Jesus 20 years and can't come up and give a welcome? What is your problem?
Lord have mercy. My Lord. Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 I'm trying to get you to set yourself free.
My Lord.
So God can bless you.
Amen.
Amen. He is in the blessing business.
Amen.
Well, I have to cut it short.
My Lord, my Lord.
And I have to close. The church has been designed by God. Nothing supersedes preaching the word in the church. Nothing.
Amen.
I said nothing.
Amen.
When we gather here, we want to gather as a body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
With the word of God.
Yes, sir.
So we can leave as a family of God.
Amen.
Church, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Preaching that establishes the presence of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you tell anybody you left here that when you leave here today that the presence of God was on me? Not us, me.
Amen.
It ought to be on you.
Come on, Doc.
Not us.
Yes, sir.
But you.
Yeah.
Me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And the reason it ought to be on you because you are the one individually that he saved.
Yes,
he wasn't saved at no us. You was in the middle of us, but you were saved singularly.
Yes.
And if he saved you singularly, you ought to be able to set something without anybody holding up your hand.
Yes,
hallelujah to the King. When I get to the point I can't talk, I can't do anything else, can't walk,
yes,
I just do this.
Yes. Yes, sir.
He's a rock in a weary land.
Yes, sir.
He's a rock in a weary land.
Yes, sir.
And he can't rock in the land, but he can rock in Ephraim. He can rock in. I can't just let him die because I am half dead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Well. I don't have time to finish all of it. But in closing, listen carefully. In closing, church, there's just nobody like my Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
When I think about Jesus a lot of times, when I think about him, I think about when I am sometimes lonely, he's my comforter.
Yes, sir.
When I think about I'm tense, he's my peace.
Yes, sir.
When I'm wearied, he's my rest.
Yes.
When I'm sad, he's my joy.
Yes, sir.
When I'm weak,
yes, sir.
He's my strength.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He is somebody.
Yes, sir.
Friends, when I'm afraid, he is my assurance.
Yes.
When I'm thirsty, he's my living water.
Yes, sir.
When I'm poor,
yes.
He's my wealth.
Yes, sir.
When I'm emptied, he's my supplier.
Yes.
When the storm tossed,
yes.
He's my anchor.
Yes.
When I'm unsure, he's my confidence.
Yes.
And so I say this in my last words in the sermon. Listen if you please. Listen if you please. Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dwell among men.
Yeah.
And my example, friend, my example, he living,
yeah.
He loves me.
Yes, sir.
Dying, he saved me.
Yeah.
Buried, he carried my sins far away.
Yes.
Rising, he justified,
yes.
Freely forever.
Yes.
And one day,
yes.
He's coming back,
yes.
In a glorious day.
Yes.
So I'm here to tell you, if he can save me,
yes.
He can keep me.
Yes.
If he can keep me,
yes,
then I got to give him some praise.
Yes.
Yes, I got to give him some praise.
Yes.
You joke about it. You say, well, Baptist folks don't go through all of that. No, Baptist devils don't go through all of that.
Yes, sir.
Baptists are not Baptists when they get saved. They are saints of God.
Yes.
We no longer a denomination to get saved.
Yes.
We become saints.
Yes.
And every now and then a saint or let the world know, I'm no more I ain't.
Yes.
But now I am,
yes.
A saint.
Yes.
And because I am a saint, I want the world to know there's nobody like Jesus. I tried a lot of stuff, but it just didn't work. I tried a lot of things, but it just didn't work. But when I decided I'm going to try Jesus, it works. He works not someday, but every day. Every now and then I have a need and I can't get it. He said, Williams, go to Pepper. He got it. I don't even see no Pepper. I'm in my house by myself. But when I see Pepper, I tell him what I need. And all Pepper said, well, I'll do my best. You see, God will have you to do stuff you hate to do. You missed it. You don't like people, he'll bring them in your face. People you don't like, he'll keep them bothering you all the time. Nobody raise the roof and watch God bless you. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Just watch it. Watch it. If you're here today, don't look at people. Look at yourself. Where are you? You say, but I've been a member of St. Paul 20 years. That don't mean a dime if you don't know Jesus. Come today so you can get to know him. Come to Jesus today so you can get to know him. He's available and he's able. Come today. Will you come today? Yes. Will you come today?
I have a church. I go to Providence in Richmond, but I just moved out.
Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? What? Will you come today?
Come on.